Hey everyone. Today I am going to share with you, I really look like a woman. Another beautiful day and no working women to ruin it, Milo said to his friend Nick and their bar buddies. The two clanged their mugs of beer together, and every man in the bar cheered to the superiority of men over women. Our girlfriends are probably too busy deciding what eyeshadow looks best with their new purse to realize how hard it is to make a dollar these days, Nick commented between gulps of beer. At least this is one evening with the guys that they won't reek, Milo commented as their friend Peter stared out the main window beside the front door. I wouldn't count on that, Peter almost gagged on his drink. What makes you say that? Milo asked. Here comes Gracie, Robin, and Helen, Peter said as he pointed to the three young ladies in matching dresses that rose above their knees and spike heel shoes. The ladies scanned the room intensely, then walked over to the guys sitting at the bar. What do you want? Milo said with a slug of beer. The race, Gracie said as she tapped her foot. We'll be late to the racetrack and you're the one with $200 bet on the one listed as Firebird. Forget it, Clint, John Knight called out from behind the wheel of his NASCAR racer. This is one race you're not going to win. The two cars flew past all the others to the lead positions and an approaching checkered flag. I don't think so, John, Clint said as his blue bandit kicked it into overdrive and rocketed past the Firebird. Milo and his friends had just arrived to watch their money go down the drain with the wave of a flag. I was robbed, John shouted and stomped his foot. Tossing his helmet to the ground, he went stormed off. John wasn't the only one who felt robbed. At the info stated that Firebird was going to be the champion. His methods of picking winners hadn't let him down before. I told you that no system is a sure thing, Gracie said as she took him by the arm. I wanted you here so you couldn't say anything about your losing. I know you were hiding out in the bar just so you could try to escape our bet. Milo, what bet are the girls talking about? Nick asked with a feeling that he did really want to know. Each of the girls took their man by the hand and led them down to the intergalactic spaceport. The girls had a feeling they would win and had already pre-reserved a shuttle for them. You find out when we get to Venus, Robin snickered. The planet of women? Peter said with a confused look. I thought we were in for something bad, not a trip to any single man's idea of the ultimate pleasure planet. Reminds me of the time I went there for high school graduation. Best nights of my life. Oh, really? Helen looked at him and he stepped back and shielded himself his arms. Except for the time I first laid eyes on you, dear, Peter said in his own defense. Prepare for landing, Gracie said as the ship made a touchdown on the landing dock and the hatch automatically opened. Let's go. What are they up to? Milo whispered to his friends. I don't know, but I don't like it, Peter said back as energy bands dropped down over them. With their legs pinned together and arms to their sides, a group of scantily clad women stepped out from behind the rocks. Hey, what gives here? You must be the ones who has come for your beauty makeover, a tall, muscular blonde named Rachel said as she ordered her women to pick up the men and carry them back to the city like sacks of potatoes. Here's your payment, Gracie said as she handed a sack of precious coins to Rachel. You know what to do with them. The chauvinistic gamblers will learn their lessons well, Rachel said with a smile spread over her painted face. They will be the example that the Venus Revolution is complete. We women are no longer slaves to those who want to use our planet as a sex resort. Those who do come here will have to pay with the cost being their manhood. Relax, this won't hurt long, Gracie said as suction cups were put on their nipples, a hose attached to their male thing, and another tube up their ass. The frozen men stood helpless as a pumping began. They felt a milky substance filling their chest and causing their nipples to swell into full tits. They wanted to scream in pain as some kind of device moved up the tubes attached to them. Just performing a little plastic surgery Venus style. You can't! Milo started to protest as tubes were put down the men's throats. The swelling known as an Adam apple seemed to disappear along with their male organs. A tickle came about the men's necks as their hair thickened and lengthened till they fell about their shoulders, almost brushing up against their new breasts. You are going to learn not to treat women like second-class citizens or you're going to remain this way forever, Gracie said as a special acid was sprayed over them. The stuff you're being hit with won't hurt flesh, but we'll remove your male clothes so you'll wear what we say if you don't want to be the next Playboy centerfolds. This is all your fault, Nick, now known as Nicole, said as she was handed a pair of panties and a bra to put on. Melody, Milo, noticed she was the only one to get a pair of thong panties that rode up her crack. They were then given skimpy go-go outfits like their former girlfriends had on when they showed at the bar. Check it out, Robin said as the new girls stood before a mirror and admired themselves. If they didn't know it was a mirror, they'd think they were looking at the hottest dates one could ask the women of Venus to dig up for them. Now what's the plan? Nicole asked as she looked at Melody and Patricia. Now you learn what it's like to be a girl, Gracie said as she and her friends took the shuttle back to Earth. The women of Venus took their new citizens to the beauty salon, the spike heels causing the girls' feet to cry for relief as got into the chair and had the shoes removed. Just lean back and relax, Rachel said as their hair were shampooed and perm while their fingers and toes were frosted pink. You'll enjoy it at first. A wax seeped into their skin as it spread over their legs and stripes were applied. As they ripped the hair away, the girls screamed like they had never screamed before as men, no matter how bad things had gotten. Put in with a pair of women to form a Venus family of two mothers and three daughters, they were given cheerleading-looking uniforms to wear to school. They had a lot to learn as they walked down the halls of nothing but women. They could feel their panties moisten with the want to jump their bones, but no longer having to equipment to do what they want with them. Sitting with their legs crossed as a girl in class was a new experience, and so was having VR helmets put on their head and being brainwashed to the Venus way of life. When Gracie and her friends had returned to Venus, their former boyfriends had half a dozen periods and were acting more feminine than most women they knew. They didn't own a single pair of pants, and even sports were done in high heels, despite the awkwardness in running and the pain it caused. How is it going, Milo? Gracie asked her former boyfriend, who stared with a puzzling look. Who is Milo? Melody asked as she saw her sisters shrug their shoulders. Nick, Peter, Helen cried out. Stop kidding around. They're not kidding around, Rachel said as energy bonds formed on the Earth women. You came to me with a deal to teach your ugh men a lesson. I got an idea of my own, a way to the conquest of Earth.
What are you talking about? Robin asked.
Earth will be Venus too, Rachel smiled. The men will all be transformed with the gender reversal virus and the women brainwashed to accept they're really equal.
You can't do this, Gracie cried out as VR helmets were put on their heads.
But we can, Rachel assured her.
Gracie and the others started staring with blank expressions as their minds are reprogrammed to think like Venus women. Like us women of Venus, your sex organs will be done over so that you won't need a man to get pregnant. Our schooling will give you all the info you need to set up such schools on Earth and speed up the process. After a few months of training, they took their shuttle back to Earth with teaching certificates that allowed them to set things up in the major cities of the world. With the help of the Venus women who joined them, the takeover started to spread almost unnoticed over the course of the next year, as the countries of Earth didn't really notice the increase in the female population until it was too late. The takeover of Earth was quickly completed within the second year of the process. The women ended all Earth wars and problems to bring about goodwill to women along with peace like the planet had never known before. The end.